We are smack dab in the middle of football season. We are rapidly approaching basketball season, and even faster right here on the landscape starting tomorrow night. It's hockey time on Hockey Top, and we're joined now by the president and GM of the Ice Bears, Mike Murray. Mike, how are you?
For a second. Hey, nice to be back. It's been a long time.
Well, it has been. There's so much that's gone on since we last spoke. Why don't we start first with the team? You've shaped a new roster. You and Coach Carr, how do you feel about the 2019-2020 Ice Bears?
I tell you, we got 15 guys that returned from a 19-man roster last year that are chomping at the bit just to relinquish some unfinished business that they had from last fall, but last spring, I'm sorry. But we've got 27 bodies in camp. This is day two. The guys are on the ice right now for the two-a-days. This is probably the most competitive camp I've seen. There's so many available bodies coming out of the East Coast Hockey League right now that Jeff and our new assistant coach, Spencer Metcalf, are on the phones all through the night getting guys to come to Knoxville. And it's been a pretty easy sell, the reputation that the community surrounds us with. So it's been great.
Tell us a little more about Spencer and him joining the staff.
Well, you know, I had this moment in my career where you get home after a long, grueling season, and your body tells you something, and it's just, you know, it's that time. It's time to hang him up. And Spencer had I had a meeting with Spencer before he left about his interest in possibly being a coach, and Jeff and I talked about it with my co-owners to see if we could fit it in, and you know, it's a great opportunity for Spencer to learn. He's going to learn from one of the best. Jeff is a relentless recruiter and just, you know, the will and want to win. It's always nice to be too deep in every position that you have in any organization. And, you know, Spencer will be a great backup for Jeff and another set of eyes on the bench. So it's going to be it's already been a learning experience for him just to see the other side of the business in the short time that he's been here. But he's going to be great for our organization.
Mike, tell us about the renovations of the Civic Coliseum.
I tell you what, as soon as we got off the ice, it seemed like the hard hats came on and the noises and the dust. You know, I can't thank the city of Knoxville enough. You know, like I said, we've always boasted that we're second in the league in attendance with, you know, basically in the worst building. It's a 58-year-old building that has seldom been touched as far as renovation goes. So, you know, they've done such a great job. They worked. They were on task. They're on schedule. They got all the things done. $7 million for the hockey side of the Coliseum side, and $3 million for the auditorium side. So, you know, when people walk in the door tomorrow night, it's only an $11 ticket for our exhibition game, but they're going to see some nice new shiny toys. Obviously, our suites along the glass have been improved. High top tables, high top chairs. The new ice floor was always gave me a little bit of a heart attack at times, but they replaced that. So that's state of the art. We have new boards, new glass, that wider glass that people obviously that have suites on the glass, a lot of our corporate partners do, are going to be wowed at that. The prize of all prize for me, the center hanging Jumbotron that I've always been longing for. It's up, it's hanging there, it's beautiful. I check on it every morning when I come to work. It's amazing, and also 70 new bathroom fixtures throughout the Coliseum. So I know we cater to a lot of women and children for marketing, and that's going to be a nice pleasant surprise for them as well.
You mentioned an exhibition match Friday. How many exhibition matches do you have?
Great question. It's fast and furious. Like I said, camp started yesterday. We have an exhibition game tomorrow night at home versus the defending champion Huntsville Havoc. Like I said, tickets in any part of the arena, whether they're on the glass or up top, are $11 only for this game. Then we travel to Huntsville the next day for a 3 o'clock game in their building. And, you know, we have to cut down to our roster next Wednesday. And then we open up opening night here in Knoxville is next Friday. So it's fast and it's a long season, but we're pretty excited about it so far.
Well, it's always exciting just to go through, and you and your staff continue to just knock it out of the park when it comes to promotion nights. How excited are you for all the different nights where people are going to find something, a unique experience, or celebrate something out of this world with the Ice Bears?
Well, yeah, we have our staples, of course, but the league overall, after league meeting, signed a number of trademark deals with like Marvel, Nickelodeon, Peanuts, and Mossy Oak, and so that allows us to partner with them and do some really cool things as well. So you know, our superhero night's going to be vastly different. Just even the jerseys that we wear, but you're right. We love to surround ourselves with our core nucleus, season ticket holders, booster clubs, and corporate partners, to a different demographic every night. And our staff has just done a bang up job all summer long preparing. They're excited about these promotions. They're excited to release it to the public. You know, and like I said, a lot of times we don't promote who we're playing. We promote more of what we're doing, and that's what keeps filling the building. So it's going to be amazing.
What's the membership like this year?
Actually, that's great. It's great. We're about to have an event here in about an hour and 15 minutes for them, just for them to come and pick up their season tickets and their season ticket holder gifts. And I know I always thank you very much because you donate to the Boys and Girls Club and you buy two season tickets for them, and it's different folks every night. So I appreciate you doing that. But our memberships, our season ticket holders have increased, obviously, and I think it's going to increase even more so once they see all of the new things that we're going to do with this center hanging video board. It's going to be such an entertainment piece for us, and not only be able to show the, you know, a lot of times we will be at capacity this year, and some of those times, you know, we have to sell obstructed seats just the way the building sits. But you know, we're going to be hitting the replay button a lot. You'll be able to see a great fight, a great goal, or a great hit in replay, and we're pretty excited about that too. We have a whole new production team that's joined us, our staff, and it's going to be 2.5 hours of amazing fun each and every Ice Bear game.
As you mentioned, you guys have been so fantastic to have such a solid footprint and reach with so many organizations, so many businesses. What's it like with the new video board to be able to reward them for their support of you with even greater return for their investment?
Well, you know, that's an amazing question. And I got to tell you, you know, throughout the summer, it was a hard thing to sell because it was never sitting there. It's never been there before. We just until recently, we've never really been able to walk anybody in, and they're not allowed to take a picture, of course, but actually show them where they're going to be, how their business is going to be exposed in front of 4,000 to 5,000 people captive every night that we play 35 times in a year, and how their business can be a part of it. I mean, Pet Supplies Plus has stepped up in that regard and increased their partnership. They're going to be doing a pup of the game. That's going to be an adoptable pup. That's going to be so cool. Zips Car Wash has stepped up. They're going to do the dirtiest car in the lot. You know, we have the Flex Cam, the Dance Cam, the Simba Cam. All of those things are queued up and ready to go. You know, it's going to be pretty basic tomorrow night, but I mean, for our opening night, our fans are going to see something they've never ever seen before in this building, and I'm very, very excited about it.
Well, can't wait to see it ourselves. And the exhibition for Knoxville at home is tomorrow night. Then it's Saturday on the road, and then you start the season a week from tomorrow, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like I said, it's so exciting down there now. The guys are jumping. One thing that you'll notice too, and sometimes it's just the little things that are improvements. But one thing we never had in our building is something called marsh pegs. And if you're a hockey person, you probably know what marsh pegs are. But marsh pegs, and I know you do, John, but marsh pegs are what holds the nets in place, and they're actually holes into the concrete that they, you know, they have rubber pipes that come up and break away, but the net does not move. We've never had that before. We've always had major delays in all of our games because the goalies, when they slide across to make a save, the net comes off. So just the little things. And also, you know, I've always said that our ice surface is a 185 by 85 when a regular ice surface is 200 by 85. What some fans will notice this year too is the neutral zones have been brought in a little bit. So the blue lines have been brought in. So the neutral zone's a little bit shorter, but the end zones are of regulation now. So there'll be more room behind the net, more room to you know, execute power plays and such. So sometimes, like I said, it's just the little things, but couldn't be more excited. Couldn't be more grateful and thankful to the city for realizing what the Knoxville Ice Bears do for this community and want to keep us here. I just signed a new 5-year lease with the city. So we're vested, we're committed. And like I said, hopefully throughout the season, unlike any other season, we'll be selling more corporate partnerships as a result of all the new bells and whistles that people will be here to see.
Well, we just recently had the special that you could go to, the great deal that folks can still take advantage of at sportsradiownml.com. And so hopefully they'll do that for the 10-pack of tickets. And, of course, if somebody had yet to make that reach for their tickets, whether it be group or season or otherwise, how do they get them?
They can just simply go to icebears.com, call the front office. Our staff is buzzing right now. Obviously, with a game tomorrow night, like I said, it's like having 3,000 to 4,000 people over for dinner. Our small staff is just is getting ready. We're all excited to showcase the class of 2019-2020 of Ice Bears. And there's a bunch of guys down there that want to be an Ice Bear, and it's going to be a battle to earn positions for sure. So we're excited. I know the fans are excited, and always appreciate the time that I have with you guys.
Well, congratulations on all the improvements for the franchise from the end of last season to the start of this one. Hope the folks in Sarnia are doing quite well. And, Mike, we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Guys, thanks so much. Always a pleasure. We'll see you, and go Ice Bears.
All right, thank you. And that's Mike Murray, President and GM of the Ice Bears. And you can still take advantage of that sweet deal by going to sportsradiownml.com.